you think your world is safe. It is an illusion. A comforting lie told to protect you. Enjoy these final moments, for I have returned. So, shall we begin?
All right, ladies, buckle up! It's showtime!
Let me ask you a simple question. Why do people go to war? To ensure their way of life.
Would you go to war to do that?
I have.
And if you went to war again, who would it be against?
Huh?
Your ability to fight a two-ocean war against who?
Who? Sweden and Togo? That time has passed. It's over. The war of the future is nuclear terrorism. It is, and it'll be against a small group of dissidents who, unbeknownst perhaps to their own governments, have blah, 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 blah. And to go to that war, you have to be prepared. You've got to be alert. The public has got to be alert, because that is the war of the future. And if you're not gearing up to fight that war, then eventually the act will fall, and you're going to be out in the street. And you could call this a drill. You could call this job security. You could call it anything you like. But I got one for you. You said go to war to preserve your way of life. Well, Chuck, this is your way of life. And if your spy satellites don't see nothing, if there ain't no war, then you can go home and prematurely take up golf, my friend. Because there ain't no war but ours.
That's right, folks. There ain't no war but ours. Right here on Resona Radio, and we are live right here on Resona Radio, 1 minute after the hour on this January 8th, 2013. I was almost caught out there. I almost said 2012. You know, they say that, you know, only a couple of days after the new year, you still say the last year. You don't know how to say 2000, you know, the next year, whatever. But we're here. We're back. Now, folks, we had an extensive discussion yesterday about this new show called All My Baby's Mamas. Now, I went so far as to start talking about Honey Boo Boo. I even talked about that new, my super sweet 16 of death, known as a TV show called Best Funeral Ever. But the only reason why we are talking about All My Baby's Mamas is because of this woman who is our guest. For the next half hour, maybe 45 minutes, we may even extend it if we can. I know she's got another interview later. We're going to talk to her and talk about her plight to get this show off the air. Apparently, Shorty Lowe, some rapper, I've heard one song by him, is living in Atlanta in some sort of McMansion with 10 women and 11 children that he fathered with them. And it's a TV show on the Oxygen Network, which I just found out, oddly, the Oxygen Network was frontiered by Oprah Winfrey. I hear she has a stake in the whole Oxygen Network. And to put on this show called All My Baby Mamas, or Baby's Mamas, whatever it's called, the woman who is spearheading to get this show off the air, for it to even air, to be honest with you, I'm almost certain she's probably giving it more attention that might cause the Oxygen Network to even push harder to get this out there, because now people are talking about it. But we'll get her take on that right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a round of applause to our guest tonight, who is, I have to make sure that I say this. I'm sorry. I apologize, Miss Lamb, because you did ask me specifically to make sure that I bring this up. She is an author. She is brilliant. And she is the author of Do I Look Like an ATM? A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible African-American Children, and she's the CEO of worldofmoney.org. You can definitely check out her site and her book. She loves David Sedaris, who's I'm a big fan of. So please give a round of applause to this woman. Miss Sabrina Lamb is on the show tonight. Miss Lamb, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and please call me Sabrina.
Thank you, Sabrina. I appreciate it. See, I always call people by their surname, and then when they invite me to then call them by their first name, that's when I do it. So I appreciate that. I always tell people that. You know?
That means you have good home training. That's what that means.
That's exactly what that's from. See, I come from a very, very Southern background. You know, my mother and grandmother, you know, they'd have put a belt to me if I didn't call people Miss or Mister or Mrs. before I, you know, before I introduced myself or spoke to them. So that's the reason why I am. And you wait until you are given the go-ahead to then call them by their first name.
Exactly. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, it's a good job by them. Now, Sabrina, you've been getting a lot of attention here. I don't think you've been getting an appropriate amount of attention on this subject matter, because more people are talking about the show as opposed to your plight to getting this show off the air, which is called All My Baby's Mamas. It's almost as if you are just you're a sidebar to the controversy. Like, people are talking about the controversy but not talking about your plight, which is, to me, is a failure of the press, and we do that here often on the show. We talk about the failure of the press to report the story accurately. You have been, in a lot of ways in this story, just a distraction, if you will, instead of talking about your issues with this show. So talk to us about why you have a big issue with All My Baby's Mamas. You were, but this was a feature on the highly rated Fox News television show, The Five Today. They led with the Shorty Low story. But
wow.
You were not mentioned.
Wow.
If you go to the Fox News channel and go to The Five, you were... This story was their lead topic today, and it was talking about the decline of American television. They called it train wreck TV.
Right.
And the question was whether or not this was just a normalcy, if you will. What is your core issue with the Shorty Low tentative reality show?
Well, let's be clear. It's not my personal issue. It is the issue of over 30,000 petitioners. This is not Sabrina's, plight, or it's a movement to reclaim the images and to prevent the exploitation of these children. I mean, part of the coalition are people like, members of the Nation of Islam and Gary Johnson from Black Men in America, various fatherhood initiatives, Butch Slaughter out of Philadelphia with the Odyssey Project, and then Tim Winter with the Parent Television Council, members of the hip-hop community, who are not members of the hip-hop community. The focus of their outrage and their advocacy is that you can train wreck, you can decide to embarrass yourself as much as you want as an adult. Adults, Reese, have choices. Children do not. And when you start moving into the line of coming after our children to package them up into a situation of chaos, and then want to profit on it and export those images and those messages to an international community, yeah, we got a problem with that. And our children deserve better, deserve more, and we're speaking up for that.
So your plight here and the plight of others, you know, some 30,000 people who have signed this petition, which is a considerable amount. Now, I wouldn't consider this a huge amount, but it's a considerable amount. It's still large. You believe that this petition is more geared toward protecting children than it is the images of this quote-unquote reality show. You don't want children to view this. What's the reason that you don't want children to view this kind of show?
It's the the core audience of Oxygen Media, their target audience are impressionable young women. And as the senior VP in her press release announcing this show in December, they've since reneged on that press release. But the sole purpose of this show is so that their young female audience can tweet and gossip about this situation. And I'm saying, and others are saying, that these children do not deserve that kind of juvenile humiliation and spotlight. Now, there's a precedent set for this type of thing. For example, you may remember last year this time, Antonio Cromartie from the New York Jets, who has 12 children with 8 different women. The mothers of his children wanted to have a reality show, and he said, absolutely not. You're not going to exploit my children. For corporate consumption and profit. There has to be a line drawn. Now, I always say, people say, well, why this show? And I keep repeating, it's the children, and the fact that, he has, all of these children, 11 children, and then the target market, please hear me, the target market are impressionable young women. What he's saying is, and I saw the pilot, a lot of people are reacting from, number one, not reading the petition, and two, from not seeing the pilot. I saw it. And so in the pilot, what these young girls will see are, it's okay to have unprotected sex. Now what I've been hearing, I don't know whether it's true or not, but I heard there was an issue with HIV and AIDS in the African American community. I just heard that. It could be a rumor. And then the subliminal message, or maybe the overt message, is that you do not have to have an emotional bond with the male that you have, a baby with, and then you're supposed to fight other women in trying to get, financial support, emotional reward, or even sexual reward, while your children are watching. And I'm saying, adults have choices, children do not, and I think our children deserve to come into this world without experiencing that type of chaos.
Well, if you're just joining us, folks, we're on the phone with Sabrina Lamb. She is an author, and she is spearheading the campaign against Shorty Lowe in this Oxygen Network reality show called All My Baby's Mamas. But she is the author of Do I Look Like an ATM?, which is a parent's guide to raising financially responsible African-American children. And she is the CEO of worldofmoney.org. Please check out her website, because I'm going to get involved in what it is that she's doing in this book, which is something that I've been arguing in the black community for, I want to say, a good, 12 years. She's written the book on something that I am an advocate of, and that is one of the topics that is rarely talked about at the African-American dinner table in African-American households, and that's financial responsibility. They don't talk about banking. They don't talk about money. And she spearheaded that and talked about that and put it in book form, and it's something that I believe that a lot of African-Americans should definitely pick up. Because the lacks it within the community about this discussion, but this thing with Shorty Lowe. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that I've been getting on Facebook and on Twitter about your plight, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Sabrina.
Good, please.
One of our contributors, Edward in Connecticut, asked the question. That pretty much summed it up to me on the opposite side, that said, here, look, Shorty Lowe has gotten an opportunity to go on television to receive a paycheck where he can take care of, financially, his 11 children. Why is Sabrina Lamb trying to cut into his financial gain here to take care of his children? Why do you have a response to that question?
Well, my first response is, well, did he hear anything that I just said? And
well, no,
is it,
I
and the other my
let
other
get,
answer
let's came earlier before you made your response. So
okay.
I want to ask that question specifically.
Okay, but the other answer is, when did the exploitation of black children become for sale? And when we're talking about economics and financial education, when are we going to get off the image plantation when people who look like us did not make this decision? You know, the intent was this. This is not a documentary, you know, for educational purpose to provide resources. They want to exploit these children and even the adults involved, where the women are, you know, fighting each other and assuming these stupid juvenile nicknames and so forth. And, you know, this is the violent mama, this is the bougie mama, and then the new girlfriend who's 19, you know, I'm the boss of all of them. And, you know, and while the children are watching. And so, you know, when do, as much as, and frankly, I haven't heard, when I've laid it out and when people have read the petition and heard what I've had to say, this is not even against Shelly Lowe. This is against him allowing, you know, or Oxygen Media packaging these stereotypical bigoted images, because what it says, you know, to the international planet is that black men will never be adequate fathers. You know, that they can't keep their pants up, and that's a lie. You know, that black women are sexually promiscuous, and they won't even own their own bodies or take care of their children. In the pilot, Reese, they're arguing, well, how come her child got to, you know, go to private school and mine didn't, and how come he don't see her and all this kind of stuff? Come on, Reese. We got to understand, they're not doing this for educational purposes or compassionate purposes. They want to send these images about black, and that's why, you know, a lot of, you know, brothers from, you know, the Nation of Islam and Fatherhood Initiative, that's why they're really on this passionately, because they stand up every day, and mothers and from other communities, to say this is an attack on parenting. You know, and then they want to implant these very powerful messages so that young women can tweet and gossip about it. Now, again, adults can embarrass themselves all day and all night, but what made me just stand up and just kind of weep was that his children were involved, you know, and they deserve more.
I have to ask you this, because I see a very racialist sort of approach here coming from you, Sabrina, and that's not to say that it's wrong, because I agree with you wholeheartedly about the image that you're against here. I'm cute, but because I consider myself as fair and honest as I possibly can be, let me ask you this. Is it okay, based upon people like the Nation of Islam and the Fatherhood, is it Fatherhood Initiative?
Fatherhood Initiative, the Odyssey Project.
Yes, Fatherhood Initiative. Is it their reasoning here, as well as yours, is their reasoning here that says, we have a problem with this because the subject of this particular TV show is African American, but yet they're okay with the Honey Boo Boos, the Buck Wilds, the Jersey Shores? That's okay. Let white people be exposed for their stupidity and low IQ. But when it starts involving African Americans, this one African American situation is no longer a microcosm. It's a blanket of the community, and it may harm it.
It may be a little of that. It may be a little of that. I mean, you know, people will say, well, what about Honey Boo Boo? Well, the thing is, I don't know about Honey Boo Boo because Honey Boo Boo wasn't emailed to me, okay?
Right.
Do I have a certain affinity for black children? Because that's my institute, you know, empowers and educates, you know, mostly black and Latino children. Yeah, maybe so. But when white people on the petition say, I'm sick of y'all stereotyping yourself, we got to do something else. The main, and there are people, you know, with different ideologies, different spiritual practices that support this petition. They just said, you know, be stupid, be ignorant, but why you got to bring your children in it? That's all they're saying. That's all they're saying. You know, and if Antonio Cromartie could say just say no, and these women can too, because they're not packaging them. These producers are not packaging them in a good light, and they must have had the kind of low self esteem to sign on for it. And I'm saying, you know, just back away from this situation. If you want to do a TV show, it has to be some other angle, because it's just sending the wrong message in terms of, you know, out of marriage births and not being committed and you know, unprotected sex. I mean, we can't have it both ways, people. And the way that this network works, this type of situation, these type of images will be looped, marathons, and then will be available on, you know, applications and mobile and all that sort of thing. And I'm saying leave the children out of it so that they don't have to experience the tweeting and the gossip of the audience, the Oxygen Media audience that they're directing this to. Have some compassion for these children.
All right, if you're just joining us, we're on the phone with the woman who has spearheaded the campaign against the Oxygen reality show called All My Baby's Mamas. She is Sabrina Long, Sabrina Lamb. I apologize, and she is the author of Do I Look Like an ATM? A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible African American Children, and the CEO of theworldofmoney.org. It's worldofmoney.org if you want to check out her website, and of course her plight against this reality show. Sabrina, let me ask you this. This clearly, from what it is that I'm seeing, is anger at the Oxygen Network for exploiting young black children. And I know you said, you know, you don't care about it, Honey Boo Boo. That's not a priority of yours. The Jersey Shore, that's not a priority of yours. The kids in Buck Wild, that's not a priority of yours. This is clearly racial politics. Now, look, I have an issue with racial politics when it comes to anything. Here's why. Because I don't like race baiting. I think that's a joke, and I attack it at every angle.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to agree with you here to some degree, because I know that there is some level where a show like this will not just become popular, but will become celebrated by those who are ignorant and ill-informed, who think that this lifestyle should be applauded in some way or revered, if you will. If that's your core angle here, why not just say that you're more concerned
about?
I don't
care what other people think. I'm just
not other people.
I don't. Uh-huh.
Are you concerned about young black people seeing this type of program and celebrating that?
The celebration of it, sure, absolutely.
But
forget
about the rest of them. If white folks watch it and they love it and they ridicule it and make fun of it and they watch it and it gets high ratings, but if black kids, young black people, mm-hmm. watch this and they celebrate this program by giving it its ratings and watching it every week and thinking that this is a norm and this is okay, isn't that part of your concern? You don't want black kids to think that this is okay. I mean, isn't that truthful?
It's absolutely truthful. And, I mean, I've gotten emails from young people saying, you know, first of all, you know, I mean, why do they feel that this is a reflection of who I am? I remember a young kid, you know, named Gary, you know, sending it. I don't know him from Adam, you know, but don't they have, he says, I'm 14 years old. And when will the, and I remember one of my kids recently, when are the adults going to have standards, You know, when, I mean, when are they going to have standards for themselves? Because they're looking at this and us and saying, can't you do better? I mean, don't you, don't, and then you want me to adhere to another standard? So I'm saying, you know, there's so many children. The celebration point that you just made is really excellent, because, you know, it will be celebrated and it will be, you know, considered the norm. I did receive an email from someone who said, you know, the truth hurts, doesn't it? Hurts. This is who your men are, isn't it? You know, and so. But I care about the children in terms of their exploitation, the exploitation of them in terms of, you know, how they perceive themselves, the humiliation that they will experience, all of that. And I'm saying there's plenty of concepts that you can develop, plenty, to you know, act like a moron. You can do that, absolutely. But why drag your children in it? Why? And then the term, I can't get off, we cannot finish this conversation, Reese, without say the term baby mamas is only, you know, aligned or characterized with black women only. And it trivializes motherhood, and it trivializes the child that didn't co-sign or say, you know, I wanted to be part of this type of, you know, there was no an absence of an emotional bond with the, between the two parents. I think it's a slur. And I think we should stop it, you know. And it's often said, like, with a giggle or, you know, it's a throwaway. My baby's mama, you know. What about mother of your children?
Well, no, I appreciate where it is that you're coming from there, because in a lot of ways, from what I'm hearing from you, is that this is personal as a black woman. I hear that from you. Now, I want you to stay on the line for a second. I'll put you on hold. I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to bring in White Mike, who is our resident antagonist. And he's brilliant in this area, because he's got a lot of questions about this as well. When I posted this on Facebook, he had a question about it as well, about what was the big deal. Because, you know, a Honey Boo Boo can exist, and, you know, the Real Housewives can exist. Why can't a show like this exist as well? So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're on the phone. If you're out there and you're listening, you're just joining us, you want to be a part of it, please give us a call. The number is 347-308-8701. I know some people out there are having some problems calling on the line. Try again. Again, 347-308-8701. We're on the phone with Sabrina Lamb, and she is talking about her petition that she has gotten great attention for and has brought attention to this show. She is the author of Do I Look Like an ATM? A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible African-American Children, and the CEO of worldofmoney.org. Check out her site. And we'll be right back. Give me a couple of minutes. We'll be back. White Mike will join us. He's going to ask some tough questions, Sabrina. And Mike, you know, I know Mike has a tendency to be very antagonistic, but ask Mike, this is a young lady, and she came kindly on our show. Please don't be as hard as you are to some of our guy guests. You know, just be nice, okay? I'm sure you can. We'll be right back. Stick around. Here's Jazzy Jeff with Slum Village on Reese on the Radio.
Fashion, flashing the plaques with the plaques, smacking them. S is O self are taken to the maximum. And we keep on stacking them. Don't worry about the gas, we need for packing them. See, I'm cooking them like eggs and then I'm cracking them. But ask the chef, boy, you know we're blasting them. Guaranteed to go to triple platinum. Time with Jeff, keep them crashing them. Trashing them, other DJs who be lacking them. Kills, and we know we keep on taxing them. Matter of fact, boy, we keep on grabbing them. Are you ready?
Please don't rush to stay, 'cause he don't
It's Reese on the Radio, and we're back 35 minutes after the hour right here on this January 8th, 2013. On the phone with us is Sabrina Lamb, who is the author of the book, Do I Look Like an ATM? A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible African-American Children, and the CEO of worldofmoney.org. Please, again, check out her website, and I'm going to make sure that I get a copy of her book because I'm going to beg for it because I want her to send it to me because I've been talking about this for eons now, and she's written a book on it. I'm glad I found out about it. We'll bring Sabrina back on now. And White Mike is on the line as well. Mike, what's your question to Sabrina Lamb about her outrage, if you will, about this Shorty Low program, My Baby's Mama's on Oxygen?
And Reese, wait a minute. I'm not outraged.
Sabrina. Go ahead.
I don't walk around with that kind of energy. You know, I'm just focused. That's all.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I listened to what Ms. Lamb said about exploiting the children, but I'll tell you how I look at it. This is, as Edward said, this is going to be a revenue stream for those kids. And child labor laws vis-a-vis the entertainment industry means that any monies produced by this show, raised by this show, are going to go into a trust for these kids until they reach the age of majority. So I don't really think, not to be stereotypical, that a rapper named Shorty Low is really going to be the best guy to provide for his kids in the future. Not when I've seen this guy showing up on pictures with, you know, $250,000 necklaces and driving expensive cars and stuff. So it's going to be good for the kids. But as far as the ridicule, I don't really think that these kids are going to be ridiculed for anything that happens on this show, because according to the University of Michigan, 59% of black women who have more than one child have multiple fathers. This show is not showing the outlier. It's showing the norm. It may be an extreme norm, but look, I have real-world experience with this. I know plenty of black guys who have multiple, as you say, baby mamas. This ain't rare at all.
Sabrina?
I'm waiting for the question.
So why are you upset about somebody showing an actual reality show on reality TV?
It is not real. It may be well, fine, but their target audience is our impressionable young girls and women.
Hold on, Mike, I can cut it right there. They don't need to be manipulated because they're already doing it.
Listen, adults have choices. Children don't. And we need to stop sending these. I don't care how many, you know, women you know that have multiple babies by different fathers. I don't care. You know, we need to stop that, frankly. You know, because again, I'm speaking for children. And I just find it really interesting that when I have conversations this way, it's that the conversation always goes back to the prerogative of the adult. And then they expect a different result with the children. I'm saying that these children do not deserve this type of exposure. And if you saw the pilot of the show, it is not Nova White Mike, okay? It is not Charlie Rose. It is set up specifically to make sure that they are tweeted and gossip about, and so that these, as the press release read, so these feisty baby mamas can fight for school supplies and child support. So this idea that people are hallucinating about how much, you know, this musician or rapper or whatever, because I had never heard of him before, you know, is going to earn, you're hallucinating that because you don't have any evidence of that. We only know for sure is that these children have to sit there and experience that. And I'm saying, can we just have some standards for our children for once in our life? That's all I'm saying.
But they're already experiencing this. It's not like they created this situation.
And so then why should we package it and then have a corporation sponsored by, for example, you know, Toyota, you know, that we run out and buy, and then those images and experiences are promoted around the world. I mean, I thought, I don't know. I know the 150-year anniversary of Emancipation Proclamation was earlier this week, but it seemed like we need to bring out that document again and dust it off. That's what I'm saying.
Well, then my solution is don't watch it, and it will go away.
No, because I want to know company.
That's the ultimate solution.
That it does not come on the air. And I want to know at this point.
Yeah, I might want to watch that show. Who are you to tell me what I can and can't watch?
Well, then you should.
The market will bear this out, ma'am. It might,
but I want to know what sponsor with this type of outrage, with 30,000 families that have stepped forward, would want to align themselves with child exploitation. And the people that say that they want to watch it, they probably would have bought tickets or got comp tickets to a lynching back in the 1800s.
Than John and Kate plus 8.
Their show did not arrive in my inbox. This one did. I'm not a professional.
Oh, okay. So here's a question,
ma'am.
White Mike, I'm going to finish what I'm saying. If you had gotten a story in your inbox about a white black with 10 baby mamas and 11 kids, would you be as outraged?
I don't know, because it didn't.
No, of course
you
wouldn't.
What I'm saying to you is that my children, the children that I serve within my institute, are saying, stop it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm in ground zero with children that feel the repercussions of this, and I don't understand why adults can't get that. Children are telling me to stop it.
Sabrina is taking, if I may, Sabrina, I think what you're taking in this particular case, and I don't say this subversively, what I believe that in this particular case, as a black woman, this show affects you personally as a black woman. Is that fair to say?
As a person that mentors hundreds of children. That's what I'm saying. I hear from them. Right now you hear their voice through me, who say, stop it. Just stop it. That this is not cute, and it shouldn't be sponsored by some corporation that's going to, you know, this rapper may get a paycheck, but he's not going to get paid. And I'm saying, at what point do we say enough is enough and draw a line in the sand? I'm not saying that he shouldn't have a show, but not this one, where the children and their relationships to him and how they came into on the planet are front and center and trivialized with the title Baby's Mamas, which is a slur.
Right.
Let's take another call in mind.
Let's take another call. Again, we're on the phone with Sabrina Lamb. And she is probably one of the she's a spearheader of this campaign to get this Shorty Low TV show off Oxygen called All My Baby's Mamas. Let's take a call from Boston. This is Julie from Boston. Julie, you disagree with Sabrina Lamb's plight here to get this show off the air?
Not necessarily. I think all reality TV is trash, and really none of it should be on the air. But, you know, I'm just as offended, and the Italian people were just as offended by Jersey Shore when it came on. Three of the largest national Italian-American groups in the United States, including the Sons of Italy and the National Italian-American Foundation, went against MTV and did everything they could to get that show off the air. MTV didn't give a flying fig about anything the Italian people had to say because they knew that show was going to make money, and that's all they cared about. And I don't let my kids watch that show. No way. I find
Good for
it
you,
highly
Julie.
Offensive.
Good
highly
for you.
Offensive. To at least two of the people on that show, first of all, aren't even Italian. All right, and they're portraying them as all as Italian, stereotypical Italian people. They're an embarrassment to Italian people.
Exactly.
And to think it's funny because, like, I think people think white people don't ever get any discrimination because we're white. But let me tell you, when my son was 4 years old, we signed him up for soccer. The first time, like, I moved to this town where I live, this hellhole of a town, when I married my husband, and I just grew up here, so I didn't know anybody. So this is my first introduction to the city and the other families in the city. And I signed my 4-year-old son up for soccer. My husband's name is Carmine. So I sign him up, and I'm standing there, and I'm bringing the juice and the snacks and all that. And after a couple of weeks, one of the mothers comes up to me and says, I don't know how to say this. I feel funny saying this, but I want you to know that the coach's wife has been Googling your husband because she thinks that with the name that you have, that there must be something about him, that he's in a criminal or in the mafia or something.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you freaking kidding? I'm like,
right.
I don't know any of these people. And now she's going around telling them that my husband is mafia.
Mm-hmm. It's ignorant.
My dad, who's tall and handsome and has silver hair, he'll go out in a suit. And people will come up to him and say, you look like you're in the mob. And, like, they think it's funny. But my father thinks it's highly offended. Like, nobody would come up to just a random black kid and say, dude, you look like you're in a gang. Like, who would do that? But they don't think anything about saying to Italian people, like, oh, you're in the mob. I guess they think it's cool because it's Goodfellas or whatever. But it's not cool. Like,
it's not cool,
people,
Julie. Julie, it's not cool.
People don't care.
And I will say to you that, you know, whatever happens as a result of our advocacy, I am so honored that the coalition that is surrounding and supports this advocacy, they're not all black people. They're from every hue, every experience on this planet. But whatever happens, I just want to make sure that when I report to my kids, who many of them have signed this petition, when I say my kids, you know, the children that I mentor, that they know that someone tried to fight for them. That's it. You know, yes, I have certain outcomes that I want, but I don't want ever a child to look at me and say, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you do something? You know, because I would have no standing with them.
I guess, you know, you have your right to say it. Like I said, the Italians would have to get on MTV, but it's not going to do any good. They're not going to take it off the air if they think it's going to make money. And like, I don't think, like I said, any of these reality shows are all trash. None of them should be on, but it's about the dollar. So as long as it's making money, they don't care who they slam. Like, and they said Honey Boo Boo. That poor little girl, they trashed that family so badly. And they seem to be genuinely nice people. I mean, it's just
they are.
People,
I agree there. I think that they're genuinely
people.
Nice people who care about family and love. Let's bring in Ulysses Slaughter, who works with Sabrina Lamb.
Exactly.
He's been dying to get on. Let's get him in on this conversation. Ulysses, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, sir? What do you wish to add to this conversation as far as getting this kind of show from being made so that we don't see it again, or so that it doesn't happen? Because I've got another scenario that we talked about yesterday, and I want to get your view on this, and I want you and Sabrina to address my question that's going to come up in a minute after I hear from you.
Let me start by saying it's been important for me to track Sabrina as much as I possibly can because she's been working hard, very seriously, very diligently all day for about, I don't know, 20 days now. So when I hear her having a conversation that to me sounds like just some silly political banter, I have to jump in because I know she gets tired. And I think it's important for people who are on point with her to step in and help her in these situations, because it's fatiguing. When you're fighting battles sometimes by yourself, and some people are looking for you to come on their show so that they can have a good time and so they can get ratings, it's important for people to step in. Now, I certainly don't mean that that's what you all are doing, but like other shows I've listened to today, it's so easy to get off point. I heard Steve Harvey, I've heard Al Sharpton. Everybody gets off point because it's cute. There's nothing cute about this matter for me, which is why I joined Sabrina when we talked about a week ago. What I think about this, first of all, if Sabrina were asked by an Italian, by a Jew, by a Puerto Rican, by a Muslim, anybody who came to her with a situation like this, Sabrina would be on board. So let's be clear about that. She isn't just jumping on board just because it's for black folks, because it's right. See, people are talking about normal, what's normal, but we're not talking about what's normal because what's normal isn't necessarily right. There's something that's called adverse childhood experiences. For the guy who knows statistics, I'm sure he knows what I'm talking about, maybe not. But adverse childhood experiences impact more than 70% of the population. And what that means is that when people are little, they get overwhelmed, traumatized by some of the most outrageous stuff, and a lot of times it's because of their parents. You say that they will have a trust fund. There's the possibility of this group of 11 children having a trust fund. Hopefully it'll be enough for them to pay for the therapy that they will need after what their parents are doing to them. When I was a 12-year-old boy, my father shot and killed my mother. I was in the house when it happened. 12 years old, I had to be the chief witness against this. Now, you'll say that these are two different situations, and I'm saying to you, look, there were people who watched domestic violence happen in our community with my mother and other mothers. There were people who watched me like children, me as a child, watch what was going on, and they had nothing to say. Everybody got something to say in the private, but nobody does anything. So Sabrina steps out and says, look, these are not my 11 children. These are 11 children who live in a world where other children that I know and love, they live too. And I know that there's a ripple effect. There's a butterfly effect for the Italians, for the Jews, for the Muslims, for the whoever. It's out there. And if we can concentrate our efforts on this thing right here and kill it, then we can move to the next things. So, honey boo-boo, there should be people out there knocking on that mother's door, going after the honey boo-boo situation. Basketball-wise, there should be people with the courage, bravery to do the same thing. Sabrina had the courage and the bravery to do this thing. I'm tired of listening to people ask her, what about this, what about that, as if she's supposed to do everything. There are other people who need to get up off their lazy asses, their indifferent asses, and do something about what they're talking about in the space that they occupy. Sabrina is doing her part. If more people would do their part the way Sabrina's doing her part, we wouldn't have any of these reality TV shows on. So, Sabrina, I applaud you. What's your question, sir?
Well, I think, you know, again, this is a particular perspective that you're giving right now that I have to, in essence, applaud, because it's not the job, and I've said that, it's not the job of Sabrina to attack every show that's out there, but the question has been raised as to, if a Honey Boo Boo is okay, if a Basketball Wives is okay, and you already addressed the question I was going to bring up further. If the Flavor of Love could have three spinoffs, if New York it could spin off to that show, each and every one of those things that have happened with Flavor Flav can happen, why couldn't this show possibly go to air? But now, the way that you brought it up, and I'm not, I don't want to say that I'm backing down. I don't disagree with you as much as I agree with you, so to speak. I don't look at this whole thing as saying we don't need this kind of program. I want you to hear this from this perspective, okay? I believe that a show like this is not going to do what it is that you and Sabrina believe that it's going to do.
We're not willing to take the risk that it might, though.
Hold on. This kind of show exposes the underbelly of African-American life that people need to see so that they know that it's there and avoid it like the plague. I think that people believe that. We might be
Reese,
wrong.
I'm not gonna, Reese. Like I said, I know what we, what all 30,000 families are determined in terms of our outcome. I don't know how it's going to air, and with a corporation aligning itself with this type of program, because it's not about signing the petition. You've worked in radio long enough to know it's about advertisers. Okay,
sure.
And the good news is that this is not on the air. And what I'm saying is that, you know, we can't be coy about the powerful effect that this type of programming has on young people. And at a certain point in a culture, in a community, in a society, we say we have to rally around, you know, rally around our children. We just do. We just have to stand up either on principle that this is not healthy. Now, again, embarrass yourself as an adult. Do that. But do not exploit your children and expect for the world to sit silently as it has in all these those other instances. You know, I'm not a serial petitioner. I don't have marches every Tuesday. I have
right.
Children, and I have heard from you know, people, you know, courageous people that, you know, you're talking to one of them right now, Butch Lauder, that works out of Philadelphia. There's Mo Kelly in Los Angeles and so forth that are on the ground that has to deal with the aftermath of these images. That's what I'm saying.
Let me champion something it is that you are saying. Now, I did some research on this and the effects of TV shows like this. And one statistic that stood out to me, and this is why, again, this is why I'm sort of in the middle here, and that's why I brought it up, was that they did this survey with the Girl Scouts of America, and young preteen girls, like, you know, ages 12, 13, 14 years old, they did a survey and said that the girls who watched these programs, you know, like the Kim Kardashians, the Honey Boo Boos and stuff like that, that these girls watched those shows and saw them as means to get attention to themselves. And they saw these images or these quote-unquote reality stars as influential. So that's why I appreciate where it is that you're coming from here, because even if we don't care whether or not a million people hate it, if 500,000 people like it, we are setting a standard for them to say that this behavior is okay.
Well, let me just be clear. If this show airs, that company that sponsors it, okay, because all these so-called petitions and so forth, and Reese, you've been privy to them or been aware of them, working out of, you know, New York City and so forth. You know, the first company that says that they sponsor this debacle, people are committed. These petitioners are committed to make sure it affects their bottom line. Now, unless the producers or Oxygen want to come out of their own pockets, then fine. But the first, this is how serious we are. We're not the, you know, the episodic outrager people. We're the people that goes, I'm from the world of money, Reese. Okay, I go right for where is the money? Because I'm not going to make I'm going to make sure that we all know where your values are. For example, if you go to Oxygen Media's website, you know, they're promoting Bad Girls, the 10th season or whatever. And on it, they have a fun, and they promote violence. They encourage the girls to be violent towards one another. And they had this photo of a pool. And they said, you're going to get ready to be peach slapping. Is this pool big enough for seven bitches? Okay? This is language coming out of Oxygen Media. All right, and also I'd have to clear something up. Oprah Winfrey is not aligned with this corporation anymore. She owned OWN, all right, just to be clear about that. So we can't be coy and just, well, maybe it's not as bad. You know, they have backtracked. Once they received, they didn't expect this kind of pushback. They were like, oh, the feisty baby mamas, they're going to fight for school supplies, and that was supposed to be okay. And when they did their rollout on Monday in Pasadena, was not mentioned at all. All right?
Hey, Sabrina, can I mention something here? One of the things that makes this very, very different is that, again, it's not even on the air yet. This is slated for the spring. So anybody who thinks that we are reactionary needs to look at this as a preemptive strike. We made a preemptive strike. We're saying, no, we don't even need to see the first episode. We don't need to see your one-hour special. We get what you're talking about already, and we're saying no to it, so that we are galvanizing people all around the world months before they even air it, I think is a different kind of example that we're setting for how people do this. Don't wait for Honey Boo Boo to be exploited. Don't wait for Italians to be exploited. Don't wait, because it's coming. The fact of the matter is that it has come in the past, and it's going to come again. So what we're doing is we're ahead of the curve, and we're saying, nope, we're on this right now. And I believe that as we begin to galvanize more and more support, Oxygen is going to have to shut this one down. And then if anybody wants to get our help with Honey Boo Boo or Snooki or whoever else is out there, we've got a way of dealing with that. But I love the fact that Sabrina is wearing herself out, going from show to show to make this point. And I'm going to make sure the next time you're on, Sabrina, that there are at least four of the people on, because I refuse to watch this turn into some kind of...
Well, no. You have to understand. People, you have to understand, Butch, what people want to do is they want to ask what the question is and give you an opportunity, give Sabrina and yourselves an opportunity to explain what it is, and so that it isn't misrepresented. That's the whole
Reese, you know what, though? You know, one of the things about this, Reese, is that one of the things that concerns me is that it speaks to the nature, the need to do remediation from a human, just a human value standpoint. We are so devalued as humans. We devalue ourselves collectively so much as humans. I hear Sabrina say this a lot. We have to convince people not to let this happen to their children. How the hell you get to the point as a society where you got to convince one another not to do things to the children? It's like we're zombies eating our children.
Exactly.
I said to somebody the other day,
I
you know, if this guy put his children, 11 daughters out, if he had 11 daughters and he put them out on the street and was talking about prostituting them, how long would it take for us to get out there and say, hey, you got to get your daughters off the street? Or would we say, nah, those are his daughters. He go here and do what he want to do. I would like to believe none of us would do that. And I would like to believe none of us would actually pay to be with one of his daughters. But I'm starting to get concerned with some of the things that I'm hearing. I am really concerned with some of the things I'm hearing.
Completely understand. Let's do the top of the hour. We'll keep you guys on for another 15 because I know Sabrina's got another interview to do. Let's do the top of the hour. We'll talk about this some more. We'll take some more questions real quick. We got Everett in Connecticut. And of course, White Mike is still on hold. He wants to get engaged back in this. So let's do that. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for joining us. Sabrina Lamb is on the air with us now. She is spearheading the campaign to get Shorty Lowe's reality show on Oxygen, All My Baby Mamas, off the air. Stick around. We'll be right back. It's Reese on the Radio.
Warning, the sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
You know the damage one ignorant Negro can do. We were in France in the First War. We'd won decorations. But the white boys had told all them French gals that we had tails. Then they found this ignorant colored soldier. Paid him to tie a tail to his ass and run around half naked making monkey sounds. They put him on a big round table in the Café Napoleon. Put a reed in his hand. Crown on his head, blanket on his shoulders, and made him eat bananas in front of all them Frenchies. Oh, the white boys danced that night. Passed out leaflets with that boy's picture on it. Called him Moonshine, King of the Monkeys. And when we slit his throat, you know that fool asked us what he had done wrong.
It's Reese on the Radio, and we are live right here, 3 minutes after the hour, on this January 8, 2013. We're on the air with Sabrina Lamb, and Sabrina Lamb is the author of a book called Do I Look Like an ATM? A Parent's Guide to Raising Financially Responsible African-American Children. And she is the CEO of worldofmoney.org. Let's get them back on the air here. She's also on the air with Butch Slaughter, who has joined her campaign to make sure that they get this reality show about Shorty Lowe, All My Baby's Mamas, off Oxygen. Let's bring in Edward in Connecticut, who has a question about this. He was the one, Everett in Connecticut was the one who asked the earlier question about taking the money out of the mouths of the Shorty Lowe children. Edward, is there something that you'd like to add to that question since you've heard what Sabrina and Butch have had to say about why they want this show off the air?
Yeah, I didn't catch everything, but I think I caught earlier what you and I think you did a pretty good job of explaining what I had asked on the Facebook page.
You there?
I'm here.
Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Edward, yeah, we got you.
I'm saying I think you did a pretty good job of explaining my question that I put up on the Facebook page. You know, I just think it's interesting that, you know, as far as, you know, television, I don't watch too much television, but I'm interested in seeing the show now that there's all this hoopla about it. You know, had I not heard all this hoopla and people trying to cancel before it's even shown, you know, it would have come and gone without me knowing a damn thing about it. But now I want to see what's going on. What's the big fuss about?
Well, unfortunately, you cannot see the pilot anymore because of the pushback that men, women, young people have asserted, the pressure that they have asserted against Oxygen, they've removed it from the internet. So if I could, I would send you the pilot. You could see it, but you can't. You know, so they're responding to this pressure. And I just wish that all of us could have the experience that our advocacy meant something, and I know that a lot of us haven't seen the result of our advocacy meaning something or having some response. But my coalition, you know, of Butch Slaughter and Gary Johnson and Paul Porter and so forth, and people from around the country in all cities, and fathers and mothers and children, they're asserting pressure. But there, and like I'm reading in real time the petition. You know, this guy says, you know, I'm a rapper, and you know this, but this stereotypes everything. Another petitioner writes, you know, give me the names of the sponsors, and I'm boycotting everything that they produce. You know, the advocacy has to move towards that. You know, really has to move towards that.
Let me ask Butch Slaughter a question. As an African American man, in this whole scheme of things with this, let me ask you this: Do you look at this as an airing of dirty laundry, or do you believe that this is a microcosm of the African American community that doesn't need to be exploited, or is there another view that you have on this?
Let me answer it not just as an African or black father, I'm sorry, as African American or black man, but as a father, as somebody who is as concerned about his own well-being as he is concerned about other people's well-being. I am concerned about my children. I am concerned about other people's children. I'm concerned about community. I am concerned about a big picture. So I'm concerned about Shawty Lowe's children. I'm concerned about something more than myself. And I've worked with fathers for a very long time. I've worked with fathers who were as young as 14 years old, man. And, you know, people would say, well, depending on what culture you come from, that's no big deal. We're dealing with American culture. Let's tune it in here. We're dealing with situations where people cannot afford to, a lot of times, take care of children that they are bringing into the world. I wouldn't want any of my young fathers or any of my older fathers trying to replicate what they see this guy doing. I wouldn't want them to do that because the impact is much more than they can handle, and it's much more than their children can handle. People have been talking about this as the norm. I refuse to believe this is the norm, and maybe some statistic will show one way or the other, but in the end, there's nothing right about this. People, I heard Shawty Lowe in an interview say, you know, he's got 11 and some guys can't take care of one. He takes care of 11 and some can't take care of one. Well, it depends on what you mean when you say take care of. We're talking about some serious emotional contact where you are really in tune with your children. I have to believe that it's not the case because he wouldn't even be producing some of the stuff that he's producing if he had that kind of contact with them. The only song that anybody can point to that this guy made is something called Laffy Taffy. What about somebody coming up to his daughter talking about her Laffy Taffy? What about somebody coming up to my daughter talking about her Laffy Taffy? Man, I slapped the hell out of somebody coming to my daughter with that kind of disrespect. And there's something wrong with anything goes. Everything can't go. Because, again, it's a slippery slope. Before you know it, rape is okay. Before you know it, again, murder is okay. Everything is okay. Sabrina said, enough is enough. People say, well, enough is enough 10 years ago. Well, if that were the case and you were there, you should have done something about that. So everybody, again, got something to say about this. I'm saying now is the moment that a group of people have decided to fight this particular battle. We're fighting this battle. There are other battles people can fight. Take up the same enthusiasm with whatever it is you're concerned with, and we'll all collectively create a better world.
And, Reese, I would also add to what Butch said. I wonder, why doesn't anyone care, for example, that there's no equity in terms of African Americans in the case of, you know, media and entertainment having the power to green light it? I know several producers that have pitched, you know, wonderful shows that Italian children, you know, all German children, whatever, would love. But why didn't that make it through all the checks and all the levels in terms of pitch meetings and everything, and then we end up accepting, or they try to promote this? Why? And maybe, and well, no, I was going to say something else, but the children are still there. But there's no balance in terms of the images of people that look like me. And so why doesn't anybody care? So when people say, well, why don't you, and my I immediately come back on them, well, why don't you? What are you sitting by and not creating value in the world where you live? So you do what you do, and I'm doing what I'm doing.
Hey, Reese,
you know,
can I throw one more point, then I got to run? The thing that Sabrina just said that really always makes sense to me, again, is around people saying, why don't you do something about something else? They're generally sitting on their hands when they ask us this question. Why didn't you do something about such and such? Anytime somebody points at me and asks me why don't I do something about something else, lets me know that I'm talking to a victim. We got too many victims, too many people that are just kind of taking what comes to them. Sabrina's question was not a rhetorical question. However, I think that it's extremely important that we understand that if people are living off of our stupidity and living off of our laziness and living off of our complacency, there's a way to perpetuate living off that. It's like a drug. It's like getting us hooked on drugs. And we're going to live off of this foolishness that people are calling reality TV. Our children are going to live off of this stuff. It is as dangerous as drugs, and people need to be very concerned about this.
Just got a tweet from Elisa Colward, who just tweeted, you know, thank you for standing up for all of our children. I mean,
I appreciate, don't get me wrong here, folks. I appreciate where it is that you're coming from. The questions have been asked is why it is that you're attacking this particular program. And I think that the opportunity had to be given where you guys explain why it is relevant, why it is important. And I think you've done that successfully. You've changed my mind about this. To be honest with you, I was rooting for this show to go on the air because I thought people needed to see it. But I understand that there's probably a bigger cause here. That needs to be recognized. And just because it's there doesn't mean that it has to be present, if you get my meaning.
Absolutely. And just because it's there, a company shouldn't expect my dollars to support their bottom line either.
Hey, Sabrina, I need to add one. I thought it was my last point, but Reese, I was actually involved with the reality concept a year ago with the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's called Reconciled. It's still in production. Now, a couple of people that are with Oxygen and NBC Universal were part of that production. They were with GRB Entertainment at the time. I act as a family counselor therapist, and when we were on the set, a number of things happened that kind of raised my eyebrows because the scene was new to me. Now, I still continue to work with. This show is out of production. Right now, we're not producing anything. But I continue to work with the adults who reached out to me after that happened. And see, this is what people don't get about TV a lot of the times. It doesn't end when the credits roll for these children. It just begins. When the credits roll, these children are still in difficult situations. They'll edit, clip, cut, break, do all that kind of stuff to give you the picture that they want to give you. But I know I still get calls from people who were reaching out to me and saying, I need your help. And these are grown folks. Imagine what these children's needs will be. Children who are dependent on adults, who in many ways betrayed them. This would not even be a show, Reese, if it weren't for the fact that these 11 children are part of it. We need to really think about that. The only reason why this is a show is because these children are here.
It's not a show if there's not.
It's just Flavor of Love. All it is Flavor of Love again. And you can't do that because it's been done. But we can introduce 11 children into it. That is slavery. That is exploitation. That is capitalizing on the hearts and minds and souls of babies. And none of us should stand by and deal with that.
And since we've been on your wonderful show, Reese, and you don't know this, you didn't know I was about to say this, but I'm aware of you as a broadcaster. I've always respected your voice, and I still do. I mean, since we've been on this call, at least 300 people have signed the petition, you know. And I think that, you know, we're just at that crucial moment in history, you know, where we're drawing a line in the sand. And I invite your listeners to log on to change.org. /no oxygen, change.org/no oxygen, and at least be accounted, and whatever you say in the comments on change.org/no oxygen are immediately emailed to the CEO of Oxygen Media. Immediately email. So it's just not signing and then that's it. This is a really, you know, a movement that's happening here.
Much love, Russ. Reese, I got to go into the white guy and get a chance to talk to. Thank you also.
Yes.
Thank you, Butch Slaughter. I appreciate you being on the show as well.
All right.
Sabrina,
all right.
We've got to have you back on the air because I want to talk further about your book. I'm going to put you on hold with JC. JC, you there? Let's make sure JC is there. JC, you there?
Yeah.
Put Sabrina on hold. Let's get some. Sabrina, can you send us your book? Because I want to talk about your book and how important it is to black families. And again, like I said, I walked into this talking about reality shows and why this is relevant and why it should or shouldn't be relevant and all that other stuff. And I think, I'm sorry, you convinced me. That was the reason why I was so excited to have you on. That's why I sought you out.
I'm glad. I'm really happy. Thank you for doing it. I want to send you a couple of books. Could you, one of you, email your address, and I'll put it in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Because I know that's what you were hinting around for anyway.
that's exactly what I was hinting around for. I'm really excited about that. And you love David Sedaris, and that's one of my favorite writers.
I love David Sedaris, yes.
Well, we've got to talk further. I promise you I will get in touch with you in the coming days. Give me about 2 days. Give me a holler really, really soon to talk to you. I know you got another interview to do. So I'll have you back as soon as possible because we've got to talk about your book, which I think is important. It's a subject that I've been on for many, many years, over a decade, and I want to talk about that book. So if I get it in my hands and I read it, man, and talk about that, I want to feature you on the show for as long as I can get you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Thank you, White Mike. Thank you, JC. Have a great evening.
All right. JC, take care of that. Hold on. Stay on the line there. JC is going to take care of that. We're going to take a break real quick. I want to thank you to Sabrina Lamb for being on the show. And again, I have to admit, you know, she's convinced me on this one. I might have to join this petition now. I might have to get on change.org and sign this petition. I might have to do it. You know, I've talked about it. I might have to scream the Bill Cosby roll on this one. It might be time. Hey, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, as they say. So we'll be back. It's Reese on the radio. Mary, Mary, why you bugging is here because, you know, she had a strong opinion about this yesterday. And, you know, I want to hear her opinion on this since she's entered the studio. And let's talk about that. When we come back, I don't know. I'm kind of there with them on this one. All right, we'll be back. It's Reese on the Radio.
What a waste of time. This thought crossed my mind. What would you do?
Turds right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Take it all, take it in, take up all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Reese on the Radio right here on blogtalkradio.com.
Wow, we're in stereo.
I got love for the game, that's why I rhyme and always there in the booth. Never lying to the people, always telling the truth. I feel the bass in my chest and get power to songs. Girl ripping when I'm home, about the hours I'm gone. I can't help it, the studio with Paul P. at. Try to walk away from it, but it caught me back. Forget my pride, bitch, I even quit my job for the one that I love to work. Music, recognized I'm an artist and spilling my game. Pour my heart on the track and have you feeling my pain. Seen a lot of hard times on the way to success. When I'm mad, writing a rhyme is my way to express. Lay back and fall deep in the verse. If I was out in the street, yeah, I'd probably lay sleep in the hearse. It's nothing like when you on the mic tearing the track. Then you come from out the booth and start handing back. Everybody there love the sound. That's why they give you hugs and pounds. Now you know you was spitting it. You got the whole run vibing the same. You ain't doing this for watches and chains. You got love for the game. Game.
And do what you love.
love of the game. Only dealing dollars and change. Switch places for big faces, one in the same. With snares and kicks, prepared to mix in the booth till I'm dead. No roof on my head, even tools in the shed. Got a place to stay, but a place to lay. That's what I deal with on a day to day. Phone off, heat off, loan sharks, spaghetti, no meatballs. Leash y'all can eat, y'all can feel my pain. On a cloudy day, feel my rain. No food, no drink, just hunger pains. Thinking that day, who this crone gonna kill? Smiling a women's face for a home-cooked meal. Right now, I hate my life. I love the way I write. For real, I think I see my death. Think I like bum and cheese from Jeff. Pockets on my jeans on E and they seams on F. I'm a hard worker, all-nighter, ass cat, C-sack, songwriter, worldwide, Don P, raw rider. Feel my blood and tears, but the love for the drug got me loved and revered. From the thugs of years to the game, yo.
Remember when I walked away and you were still in the game? If I was hot, I'm still feeling the flame. Plus you never forgot every other verse filling my name.
Yeah, dealing with dames, the will they range, chilling they brain with game. If not, cousin, I'll be still on the train. Like you said, we ain't willing to change. I'm feeling you, man. Yamsey, family, and we
stick together. Shows overseas, spit together. No doubt for the love of the game. We gon' keep staying the same. When you not around, land your day. Getting paper from a plan of lane. Keep heat for any hater wanna test the rap. And even more on the wax, so Fat Jeff is
I tested that. Still walk with vests on back. Same ghetto, same whip, still stressed on back. Just wanna back y'all, nothing less than that. Just want some cash calls and them records with black. It's just a game, yo. But whether or not, I still got love for hip hop. Hip hop, it's the game.
It's Reese on the Radio. We are back on blogtalkradio.com, bottom of the hour before the end of the show. Mary and I are having a discussion privately about this thing, because Mary has an argument with Sabrina Lamb.
No, I have an argument with anybody. It's not personally with
her. Well, no, I'm not. I didn't suggest that it was personal. I'm not suggesting it's personal. Go ahead.
The whole reason the show is going on is to make money.
Right.
Okay?
Of course, any show.
The people at Oxygen want to make money.
Right.
Ratings makes them money.
Right.
More ratings, more marketing.
Sponsors,
more marketing,
right.
More money.
Right.
Shawty Lowe and his baby's mamas want to make more money. I'm sure the kids have, you know, think about that too. Some of the older kids that understand the ins and outs and all of that.
Right.
It is your choice whether you let your children and you watch these types of shows and these networks. You cannot tell someone you cannot tell someone that they cannot do something. It is their freedom and it is their right.
Okay, Jason.
The way they know how. Porn stars make money screwing other people on film.
But it's not corporately sponsored.
There are corporations that sponsor those things.
Well,
yes,
in the hotels they do. JC, what's the point you want to make?
You know what? Mary just took it to church for me.
Okay.
I am so heated. I have never been so heated on the sidelines in all my days. I respect this woman. I respect her plight. But you know what? There are far bigger fish to fry than this sorry little ass TV show.
That's not fair.
Yes, it is. Let me finish my point. I understand she needs to go where she's better served. Her purpose is better served, and it's with the children of her community, the ones that she counseled to, and that's understood. But on the same token, this all seems very, very unorganized. In my opinion, I mean, you're talking about a show whose target audience is teenage girls who's going to be tweeting, yet you're going to bully and block the truck salesman.
Well, no, that's not. I don't think that's their case here. So here's where my argument goes.
No.
I'm going to let you make your argument. I'm going to make.
Because that's the way they laid it out. Secondly, I think that what happened to the good that could have come from the show. I know that I used to use tools like that in the early days of reality TV, like Real World and Cops,
right?
And America's Most Wanted to teach my kids that if you do this, this is what happens to you.
Right. Well, this is a grand example of what could happen to you. So,
right. You're taking away my teaching tool as a parent to say,
right,
okay, this is not right. If it turns out that's not
you
the case,
it a learning
and it
tool.
Doesn't turn out to be right.
Right. It's a cautionary tale. Mary, what's your point here?
I wholeheartedly agree with, what is her name, Sabrina?
Sabrina.
I wholeheartedly agree with your plight, Sabrina, if you're still listening and to anybody else that's listening. I understand you want to do it for the children. But you know what? You can't save everybody. And I'm sorry, but there are a gazillion other children out there. You know, this could be a lesson learned. If people could watch these types of shows and be like, oh, shit, I don't want to be like that. Oh, I don't want to be like that. I don't, you know.
Right, I made that point.
But the problem is that this country idolizes.
We enjoy good train wreck.
These types of scenarios. This is what people aspire to be like. Shawty Lowe with your Laffy Taffy. That's the song I was trying to tell you because that's his most popular song,
right,
Laffy Taffy.
I do remember
okay?
that song.
These people, just like Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, you know, their daughter has got a song.
I went my hand back and forth.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, to the language.
I know. You use your language, I use mine. Okay? this is people's right and people's freedom.
Well, I understand.
This is their job. This is what they do. This may only job that any of these
but
10, guys, wait a minute, let me finish.
Go ahead.
This may be the only job that any of these 10 babies' mamas ever really had.
Okay.
Okay?
You just took next Christmas off of the table for them.
And these kids could actually be exposed to something positive. And if there are things going on in this household that are so detrimental to these kids, doesn't somebody want to know about what do you want to do? You just want to, you know, keep it on the back burner? You don't want everybody else to see it? Let people see it. Then Child Protective Services can come in and
okay.
take these kids away from them. I mean, obviously their parents have issues. If you saw the trailer, these broads got issues, okay? And if I want to watch it, I'll tune in and I'll watch it, and then they'll get my rating. But if I choose not to, then I choose not to.
Okay.
This world is very big, and believe me, I understand. I don't want any children to be subject to, you know, to anything that is harmful to them.
Right.
But Mickey Mouse show, you know, everybody made their big debut on the Mickey Mouse show or
Christina
whatever.
Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears,
Christina
Justin Timberlake.
There
could very well have been the next Michael Jackson, the next Whitney Houston amongst those kids.
Wait, hold on, guys, hold on for a second. Now, wait.
So children are being exploited everywhere, every day. So
should there be a level of exploitation, though?
There shouldn't be any exploitation when it comes to children. If you're an adult and you're of sound mind and body and you make a decision to do something that is going to affect you, then that's fine. But if you're doing shit that is affecting your children, I personally have a problem with that. However, it is not my right to say and do anything about it because I don't have any legal rights to other children.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, guys. And I brought this up to Mary at the break. And Sally D and Edward in Connecticut are on the line, so I'm going to get some views on them. Would we accept the same standard if MTV or VH1 had found a family in the backwoods that were Klansmen and say, we want to do a show that shows people who hate blacks and Jews and are against the impurification of the white race. And because we want to show how backwards these people are. Would that reach the level of beyond the standards of television? Would that be okay?
But
it's a fair question.
And parading them. There is...
But Mary, it's a fair
no,
question.
I understand the question, but it's a ludicrous question because there are no standards.
How is it
ludicrous?
Wait. Oh, so you're saying there's no
standards. There are no standards. There used to be standards. You could say the word things like shit. And you could even say damn it on TV before.
I understand
and
that.
And now people say, well,
okay, all right, but you didn't answer my question. Are you saying that? Are you saying that the standards are so gone now that it would be okay to put a family of Klansmen on the air and to talk about how they don't like niggers and kikes and all that stuff? Would that be okay? If the standards are removed, would that be okay?
In my personal opinion, no.
Would you fight against a network that wanted to put that type of program on?
Yes, and the way I would fight against them is I wouldn't tune into that goddamn network, just like...
You do a radio show, Mary. You would be outraged and you would be protesting it right here on these airwaves.
I
you would.
It's their freedom. They can speak and do whatever they want to do as long as they're not breaking the law. You can say, I don't like cuts and I don't like niggers and I don't like spicks and I don't like anybody. So what? Nobody puts you on this goddamn earth to like anybody.
So you're saying that the television...
That's your opinion.
But you're saying that the television network no longer has standards and...
Don't
that,
have
hold on.
Like
well, I understand that you're passionate about this, Mayor. I'm just asking you a very distinct question. Are you saying that because the standards, in your view, have been lax or don't exist for that matter, that that type of programming is okay and you wouldn't protest it?
I probably would not protest it, just like I wouldn't protest it if there was a black.
Okay, fair enough.
With, you know, black radicals.
All right.
And that they hate white people and they kill all white people. I may talk about it. Hey, that's your opinion. If that's as long as you're.
But it wouldn't outrage you. But it wouldn't outrage you.
Okay, people like the New Black Panther Party. When we had those conferences, I was totally outraged, and I was outraged because they were telling people to go out
and
kill
white
other.
Babies. Right.
No,
right.
I don't give a shit if they're white, blue, black, or green.
Right. Right. But,
they were
but that's what they were saying.
Go out and take.
Right, that's a different scenario. I understand that. I appreciate that. I'm just asking you. I'm asking you a fair question. I, that's what I believe that
but
I'm asking.
There's so many different avenues and so many different things to argue with this. You know, we don't. There's not enough time.
Well, I understand. I understand.
You know, and I don't think anybody should be reporting people. But honey, whoever it is that is fighting this fight, may God help you in your fight, and I hope that you win. Because children are being exploited everywhere, every single day, in some way, shape, or form. And 9 times out of 10, it is by their own parents. And
well,
it is for their own parents.
What was it?
Game.
Something in Kate Plus 8 or whatever that was? And, you know, that was a good point that was brought up earlier. Let's bring Sally D and Edwin
so,
in Connecticut.
You know what, Reese? Here's the bottom line for me. At the end of the day, the way I deal with this is similar to what Mary's saying, in that I just don't tune in. And the reason I say that is that you have a serious amendment issue here where people have a show, they want to put it on the air. The big threat is when you start intimidating networks, you erode the ability for people to put programming on of any kind of or any kind of controversy. I mean, you look at people like Rush Limbaugh that was called out and they took him off the air for a while. Don Imus, there was a guy in Boston, Jay Severin, was basically taken off the air because of some off-color comment. And as a broadcaster, you have to, I'm sure you understand that line is limited if you can't speak openly and you have to worry about every single thing you say. At the end of the day, if people don't want to tune in, they don't have to. Go after networks and intimidate them with these official, you know...
Well, bully tactics.
Yeah, it's not So it's not positive.
So you deem this, Sal, as a form of censorship.
It's intimidation, it's censorship, and at the end of the day, it doesn't help anybody that wants to be in a business where, you know, having controversial views or being able to speak openly, it doesn't serve anyone well.
Yeah,
Edward,
agree,
go
but,
ahead. What's your view on this after your conversation?
I agree 100% with what Val just said. That's why I'd be very disappointed if you, Reese, were to go and sign that petition, because what they're engaging in is censorship and trying to actually stop people from even having a voice.
Yeah, but see, in this particular case, I'm agreeing with them for one impetus. What's that supposed to mean? No, that's not the week.
Soccer mom.
What I agree with Sabrina Sabrina Lamb here is that although there are people out there who will view this TV show and say, oh, this is a travesty, she acknowledges that there are ignorant people out there who will see these individuals as heroes. There are people out there who saw Flavor Flav as a hero.
There are people out there that see all kinds
let
of
me,
people
hold
as
on, hold
a
on.
Hero.
Let me just... No. We cannot... And I'm sorry. This is where I agree. There's a lot of things... And this is what it is that I've seen as a decline in our culture. There have to be standards. There has to be standards and limits. No, let me finish.
The President of the United States of America... Should have standards.
Of course.
And
but
morals.
What I'm saying
but he
is.
Doesn't.
But wait.
The Vice President should have morals and standards. But he doesn't.
And again, if we do not set standards and limits, if we don't fight against those things that are destroying those standards and limits, then we are allowing anarchy. And that's why I have to agree with them. I look at this from a different perspective than Sabrina Lamb and Butch Armstrong. I look at this from a different perspective. Although I agree with them, I look at this from a different perspective. Where they're coming from is that the level of standards have been lowered to such a degree that people like Shorty Lowe are being celebrated and guys like Fathers Know Best are being removed and excoriated for their backwards or old school values. And that's where I look at them and I go, okay, I may not agree with the view you have on this or your POV, if you will, your point of view on this, but I agree with the view in general, is that what we cannot say in our society is that in any way that this behavior of 10 mamas and 11 kids can ever be celebrated to any degree with a television show that is rewarded with marketing and money. We cannot say that that's permissible. And if nothing else, you
Reese,
put that
Reese,
show on the,
that's
put
in
that
our
show
culture.
On the platform where they have
that's
to
in our
earn
very own
it.
Culture. You can have
say
10
again?
Wives in Africa.
I didn't hear you. Say again.
I said that's just in our culture. You can have 10 wives in Africa.
So what? That's not an American culture. You know,
who's to say that that's not right, though?
You can't look at TV shows like Sister Wives, where the only reason why those shows hit the air is because what those are is what we call microcosms or...
No.
Or,
but what's the difference between Sister Wives and Shot Low, Pen Baby?
I'll tell you exactly.
I'll tell you what the difference.
It's train wreck.
This is what the difference is. The difference is, Sisters Wives, all the women work cohesively together to raise all of their children in a cohesive and functional environment. Whether you disagree with it, wrong, right, or indifferent, they are a functioning, cohesive to our eyes. What we see, the way that the network that has them on promotes that show, they seem to be very, very functional. I actually kind of thought after I watched it for a while, I was like, hey, damn, that might be a kind of good idea. I might not want to be with your ass Monday, Sunday through Saturday. Maybe I want to take a break. I wish I had another broad next to me that could deal with
my
your
point.
Ass. You know, when they're functional.
But
now with Shawty Lowe and his 10 baby mamas, they're functional, but they're
but
functional.
Mary, we're talking the same damn network.
Kind of trashy or whatever. So,
Mary,
you know, they're showing them in a different light, just like they show Honey Boo Boo in a different light, just like they show.
But Mary, you're talking the same network that had Flip My Funeral.
JC, you're talking over. Go ahead.
You know, they have all, there's so many different shows that really all the same shit is happening on all these different shows. They just show these different people in a different fashion. And you know, to me, if that's how these people want to make their money, then make it. I'm not buying your Laffy Taffy record. I'm not watching your stupid-ass show. I really don't even watch TV for the most part. I mean, you take the TV out of your damn house. Cut your cable off if you don't want the kids watching it. You know? You can't be everybody's savior. You can't.
Right.
At some point, these babies' mamas got to start being responsible. And that's... The network is not who needs to be gone after here. It's Shawty Lowe.
Why wouldn't it?
Wait a minute. It's not the network. It's Shawty Lowe and his 10 baby mamas that needs to be gone after.
Well, they're
because that's where the problem started.
Of course, but now they're profiting off that.
So what? Shawty Lowe and his 10 baby mamas and his girlfriend.
It's their situation to do so, Reese.
That doesn't make them responsible. They're not the Wizards of Smart. They're idiots.
But I'm saying it's their situation that they've created to do so. I mean, I listened to Ulysses Bush.
This is where you get the whole thing confused, JC.
Okay,
I listened to
Ulysses Bush.
What they're doing
is
taking their piss poor lifestyle. They got an opportunity.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
It's
a piss poor lifestyle morally. It's a piss poor lifestyle.
That's your opinion.
And what two people saw was, and it says, how can we turn this into a profitable situation and then send it out to the masses, right? And then invite the rest of the world into their home. Now, look, you can look at this in one particular way. If you were a mother, Mary, and you said, you know how I can get a lot of attention? If I take my child out the street right now and I pull out a belt and I start whipping his ass in front of the middle of the street and I want to see how many people come around and crowd around and show me attention. Hold on. Hear me out what I'm saying. I'm going to do something dysfunctional to my child. I'm going to pull out a belt and I'm going to beat him in the middle of the street for people to stand out there and watch. And you know, people will be looking out the window. They hear this kid screaming. And they look outside, they see this woman with her child holding her arm and beating him with a belt. And they'll all go, what? They'll go to the window and they'll watch the whole thing until it happens. If you and I get into a fight and it drags out into the middle of the street and you're swinging and I'm swinging and you're punching me and I'm punching you, they will all stand out there and watch until somebody calls the cops. Bottom line is that you and I chose to then broadcast it to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world can decide to go, oh, Mary and Reese are out there beating each other's asses and turn away, or they'll do what? They'll sit out there at the window and they'll watch it.
But Reese, I gotta throw one thing out. Your whole shtick, right? Every now and then you'll throw something out there like a song like "Pick a Bale of Cotton." If someone heard that, okay, and wanted to make hay of that, should they have the right to silence you and take you off the airwaves? And my feeling is all this is all about is First Amendment. You should have the right to say and run your show the way you see fit. I will never watch that crap show. You couldn't pay me to watch it. But at the end of the day, that's how you affect the change. You just don't watch it.
This is not a scripted show.
That we know of?
No. That we know of. It's not a scripted show that says, hey, we want to do a show about this fictional guy who has 10 baby mamas and what's it. This is a real life, you know, I guess in essence, a real life that we are now going to promote on the airwaves for people to watch. It's train wreck in that regard. This isn't First Amendment. If Shorty Lowe wants to put his family on YouTube,
and do this, that's one thing. But for a network to go out and bring a camera crew to broadcast it is another. It's an intentional exploitation. That's the difference here. Why is it?
No.
I understand they signed a contract.
That's
not
intentional. It's a contract. Read a contract between him, the network, them baby moms, and them goddamn kids. Right?
And nowadays, Reese, nowadays, it's not even a network that are sending any camera crews.
Hold on, JC.
I think that it's the parents' responsibility to make their kids smart enough.
Well,
and
if the parent is, the parent is a clear, but the parent is a clear moron. Do you really think that these people are the wizards of smart, that they're going to make the best decisions for their children? There are 10 of them pregnant by one man.
Okay, and what about the guy that's going to give his kids $1.50 a week in child support because he's got like 35 kids? Okay?
Edward, please make some sense of what it is that I'm saying. I know you don't agree with me, but what do
you sound nice, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Reese. I don't agree with you at all. You know, these parents,
right now, man.
They may be making bad decisions, but they are the parents, and they're not doing anything illegal, nor is the network. So, you know, I think people, you know, should just stay out of their business. Let the show come on. You know, if people don't like it, it'll go away. If it does well, you know, so be it.
If they don't make their money with the show, what's going to happen to those kids? What are these people that are participating in this show? How are they going to impact these children's lives that they're so goddamn worried about? How are they going to impact the children's lives after the show gets canceled? Are they going to send them kids money to eat and to get school supplies?
No, Shorty Lowe's going to go out there and come up with Laffy Taffy Part 2.
Or are the baby's mothers going to start, you know, whatever they can do, get money from him, whether it's degrading themselves or their children in other ways or themselves in other ways. If they don't use assets to exploit themselves, they're going to use another one. And what's going to happen after the book is closed? Are these same people going to keep in contact with these 10 baby mamas
Probably
and these not. 11 kids and make sure that they're okay? And if you're not, then you need to shut your goddamn mouth and move on with your life and worry about your own fucking kids, because you're not going to keep up with this family, these 10 baby mamas, Shorty Lowe, and them 11 kids. Because what they want is for it not to be aired. You don't want it to be aired, that's fine. But what are you doing about the true exploitation of these children if that is what you all worry about?
What do you mean the true
exploitation? You think these kids haven't been exploited already? They living in a house with 10 different women. I don't even know if they all live there or not. I don't know. Who the hell knows? The guy's got a 19-year-old girlfriend that's younger than his oldest child or some shit like that. If they're not exploited in this way, they're going to be exploited in another way. And what I'm saying to you is, and what I'm saying to everyone else, you know what, great, I know I get it. Kids are lovely. They're innocent. They don't deserve to be exploited. But you know what? If their ass is exploited this way, they're going to be exploited in other ways.
And where in the hell were they at the fifth and sixth child, baby mama?
and where are these people going to truly be that truly care about these children? If you care about these children so much, where are you going to be when the show is canceled and you're not hearing about them anymore? Are you still going to be trying to contact them?
Be...
And are you still going to be trying to help these children? Because they obviously need more help than just getting a freaking show canceled.
Well, I thought she had nothing to say about this subject.
And not only that, Reese, nobody's come forward with any paper stating that any of his baby mamas are on welfare.
I think Reese is a little sore they took Queer Eye for the Straight Guy off the air, but at the end of the day,
he says I'm a little sore that they took Queer Eye for the Straight Guy off there. That's a damn good show there, Sal. Watch yourself there, buddy.
No. But I'm saying, we don't know that this guy isn't already taking care of his kids.
Well, yeah, there's no way to suggest that he's not.
So we really don't know what's going on in that house until we've seen it. And we might not get that opportunity now.
Well, we may get the opportunity to watch the show.
and find out that just the way everybody talks about Honey Boo Boo and them, that family is really a loving,
right? Okay,
that's
a fair argument, Mary. That's a fair argument because, like I said, as I said on yesterday's show, you know, that whole Honey Boo Boo thing, it turned out for me to be a show that was completely and a complete different, complete contrast to what it is that I heard about it. So, yeah, this might turn out to be a loving and very, very, I don't know, interesting and loving and caring
functional
family.
Let's worry about the disrespect that we have for the dead with that damn near Flip My Funeral show.
My largest question is to all of these people that are worried about the exploitation of these children and any other children. I don't care if you're black, green, Spanish, white, Jew, German, Irish, Italian, Czechoslovakian, I don't care what you are. If you're so worried about the exploitation of these children, where are you going to be every day after the show is canceled? Are you going to be in contact with these kids? Are you going to speak to them? Are you going to make sure that they are getting the proper nutrition, they're getting the proper school supplies, they're getting the proper education? No, you're not, because all you care about is your voice and getting something taken off the air, because these children are going to be fucked up whether they're on the air or they're not. If that's the way it's going to go, that's what's going to happen, because you're not going to be around after the show is canceled.
That's our show for tonight, folks. It's Teresa on the radio. I'm gonna kind of get her to kind of slow down with the F
word. I love my sister.
You can't say F word every other sentence. I know, but you
I
have
love my sister.
Whatever. That's our show. We'll take a break. We'll see ya. In, what do we got, another 20-some-odd hours?
It's 23, 22.
Yeah, we'll see you then. It's Teresa on the radio. Have a good one, folks. It's Teresa on the radio. Take that time. Take that time. Now this
faster than the slower.